Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to people.
Hey, people. Welcome back. It's going to be a great episode, or so we hope. We'd like to thank you for joining us again. And we're about to start Cruise Control, so let's get to it. Jay, what we got today?
So the topics we're talking about today, guys, we're going to be talking about Alex Morgan gracing the cover of FIFA. We're going to talk about television shows with the most nudity. And we're going to be talking about an iPhone App Store's hack, 85 people affected. So, Chris, which one you want to start off with today?
Well, first I want to correct you. It wasn't 85 people affected. It was 85 apps affected. So, speaking of that, let's start with the iPhone. Now, guys, the iPhone, just so you're aware, the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus are sold out everywhere. I know, boo-hoo. It's a little bit too late to get them now because they're going to be insanely difficult to get at the moment, seeing as there aren't any to sell. But,
well, I mean, that's not iPhone, too bad because I'm more of a Galaxy person, you know what I'm saying?
Well, for those of us who are iPhone people, and yes, I'm an iPhone person, guys, I'm a little sad to say, but you're going to have to wait. Maybe pre-order, like a year in advance if you want to get the next iPhone. But as of right now, there's none available, so there's none to get. But moving on to our topic, guys, it seems that 85 legitimate iPhone apps were infected with malware in the big App Store hack. So for those of you guys that don't know, the iPhone App Store was hacked, and it seems that the hack affected 85 different apps, some of which are pretty popular. So if you guys are thinking about using this, I don't know if the hack was fixed yet, but for those of you who are thinking about getting Angry Birds 2 or so, or maybe a cam scanner, or a China Unicom 3, or even Citic Bank Move Card Space, some of these apps have all been hacked, and they're not good to use right now. I mean, some of these are pretty popular. I know I play Angry Birds. Never played Angry Birds 2. I'm lucky then, because my phone has not been hacked viciously with malware.
Wow, so if you have it currently and you're playing it, does that affect you, or is it just if you get a new iPhone and download the app?
I'm sure it affects whoever downloaded the app after the attack, because I'm sure people who downloaded the app previously before this had no reason for concern. Maybe it was available in an update. And I know a lot of people say, I know a lot of people are disappointed because Apple, or Apple in general, doesn't really get the same types of viruses as Androids have, but now I guess the Android people can say, hey, Apple has some viruses too. So I guess there's a silver lining for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I can just say that, to all my Galaxy people, we are the best. Our Galaxy did not get hacked. It's just the iPhone. But, I mean, I'm sure Apple or, the company will get something out there to get away the malware or the hack, because it's a big-time corporation, and anything that affects their customers, they have to deal with quickly. Any company would do that. So I'm sure they're going to come up with something to get rid of it pretty quickly. So I don't see it being around too much longer, but I guess for those of you iPhone users, most of the people I know, just don't download any of the apps or anything from the App Store if you have a new iPhone. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it, right?
Exactly. But apparently this is the first confirmed attack, big attack ever on the Apple Store. It's the first large-scale attack, and it's confirmed that millions of people were affected by this. And the malware was confirmed to be called Xcode Ghost. And that's the virus that's going around these apps that were affecting people.
Code Ghost?
Xcode Ghost, which is kind of a cool name if you think about it.
That is a pretty cool name. You know, I kind of wish I would have came up with that. But, no, I mean, the people who do these hacks, and, I mean, I don't see the point in it. I guess they want people's information, get some more money, I guess. But I don't really see the point for it. But, I mean, to each their own, right? But I'm sure Apple will get this taken care of pretty quickly.
Obviously, Apple is a huge, huge corporation, so I'm sure they're doing everything they can to fix this. But apparently, the attack hasn't been fixed yet. In an article I was reading, it said that the apps, if you have these apps on your iPhone or iPad right now, you should probably uninstall them until the developers confirm that it's good to go and that there is no more malware that will affect your iPhone or iPad or whatever, Mac, whatever you guys have for Apple. Right now, some of these apps aren't safe to use, so if you're having some trouble, uninstall them until you're clear to go, because you don't want any malware in your phone. Maybe it's stealing some information. Who knows? But we're just informing you guys so you can be safe, because I'm gonna, after reading this list, I don't think I'm going to be downloading any apps until they get this fixed.
Do they know how the hack happened, how they got into it?
Well, if they do, then it's unconfirmed. They haven't mentioned anything in what I was looking into about how the hack actually happened. All that was confirmed is that they found the malware early Monday morning. Or maybe before that, but it was reported on Monday.
Okay. I mean, at least
if we do hear any extra additional news, we will deliver it to you guys, but as of right now, that's all we got. So we're going to move on to our second topic. Maybe we'll have a little more to say about that. So, Jay, I'm going to let you pick. We got two topics left. Which one do you want to talk about?
I want to talk.
That stunned silence is what I want to talk about, too. But how about this? How about we go ahead and talk about Alex Morgan? Because I need to say
incredibly
stuff about her.
Exactly. She's incredibly beautiful. You know, I love Alex Morgan. You know, when I originally saw the soccer team playing, I saw her playing on the field. I was like, yo, she is very pretty. And then I saw how skillful she was. So it only makes sense that she would grace the cover. Because, you know, they always put the best athletes on these video game covers, or one of the best athletes of the year. I believe she deserves to be on the cover. She has put up an incredible performance, incredible year. And even now that they continue to play, she's putting up incredible stats. She is just one of the best players on the women's soccer team. Not to mention, she is incredible to look at, might I add there.
Well, as everyone knows, if you win and you're a talented player, you're going to be on the cover. But this cover in particular is something special. And I wanted to bring this up, guys, because this is going to be the first time that a female has been on the FIFA cover. Which is crazy. So, you know, the U.S. women, they win the World Cup. So they have all the swagger. They have all the momentum right now. And finally, and my baby Alex Morgan was chosen to be on the cover. So I'm happy about this. Like Jay was saying, she is beautiful. And not only that, she's very talented. And I think it's about time that a female was put on the cover. So I'm all for this. But she is not the only person on the cover. She's going to be sharing the cover with Lionel Messi.
Okay, I was just about to say, though, it would have been, like, incredible if they added the entire women's soccer team on the cover. That would have been pretty incredible.
Yeah, but the whole team isn't going to be on the cover, sadly. But she will be gracing the cover with a superstar, which is cool in and of itself, because not only is she going to be on the cover, but she's sharing the cover with one of the best soccer players on the planet, Lionel Messi. And maybe some fans might be upset that she won't have the cover to herself, but having a female and a male share it, I think is pretty cool. And they're both very talented in their own right. So I like this idea to put both of them on the cover. And not only are they going to be on the cover, Jay, the killer part is that they're actually going to be in the game. They're going to be one of 11 FIFA soccer teams playable in FIFA 16.
That's awesome. The women's team is going to be playable?
Right? You get to actually play with them. And this is going to be the first time that any female teams, I think, are playable in FIFA. And now they're one of 11 teams that are included in the game. So not only can you play with Lionel Messi and their squad, but you can play with Alex Morgan and her squad. Maybe go head-to-head in a girls versus guys matchup. Woo!
That is pretty cool. Not only does it, you know, get if girls weren't already into FIFA the game, it gets some girls wanting to play the game so that they can play with the women's soccer team, because a lot of young girls or even male athletes look up to the women's soccer team because they are actually quite good. So it brings in more people who would probably wouldn't play the game into wanting to play the game, and already FIFA gamers would get an extra team to play with. But I just wanted to bring up, I know how you were saying that Alex Morgan sharing the cover with Lionel Messi. I don't really like that too much. Yeah, he's a superstar, but he's been on the cover before, and I don't understand why they couldn't just grace the cover with Alex Morgan by herself. It's like, yeah, it's the first time a woman has graced the cover, but yeah, you also had to add a well-known man face in there as well. I pretty much didn't like it. I think it takes away from the fact that they added Alex Morgan to the cover. I believe they were trying to play, you know, two sides, get a fan favorite on the cover as well as someone from the USA team, someone very well known from the USA women's team on there. So I think they were just trying to get both aspects on there, but I would have preferred just Alex Morgan gracing the cover instead of having both of them on there. But I still
think it's pretty cool.
I'm sure
we all would have rather have Alex Morgan by herself on the cover. Well, all guys anyway. But I don't mind it because it's the first time and it's a stepping stone. Maybe next year they'll have just a female on the cover of the game. But right now, isn't it an honor just to have her be the first along with Lionel Messi? And then maybe next year they can just have her by herself or another one of the female U.S. soccer players, which is cool. And I'm just grateful for the fact that this is finally happening. So I think it's cool.
I think it's cool. I just don't like the idea that they put Lionel Messi on there. Like I said, I think it just takes away from the fact that they actually did it in the first place. However, and you said that maybe next year, they'll only do it next year if the women's soccer team wins again. And even then, they might not even do it. They mostly did it probably for publicity reasons, you know, to say, oh, we did it, this is cool, or whatnot. But, yeah, the only chance they'll get to actually do it again is if the women's soccer team keeps winning. So, I mean, I guess that's an incentive for them to win if they want their face on the cover of a video game. However, I don't really see it happening next year. I believe this is maybe sometime in the future, but I believe this was the year to do it, and they took away from it, adding Lionel Messi to it.
I know. I mean, well, I'm excited about this, and I know Alex Morgan was excited about this, because in the EA Sports press release, she went on and she stated, "I know people all over the world play this game, and I'm really excited that FIFA 16 is putting such an important spotlight on women's soccer. And now to share the cover with today's greatest player, it's surreal." So I think that's cool. She was very excited about it from what she said. I mean, I know some people were like, what else can she say? But it's still cool. She's on the cover. She's excited to be on the cover, and she's sharing it with one of the best soccer players on the planet. I mean, what's not to love? I think the whole situation is cool, and I'm proud of the U.S. women's soccer team for winning the World Cup and then getting their not only do they win the cup, but now they get to be on the cover of a game, along with, like, they had a parade. I think, you know, this is going well for them. I'm happy that everything that they're getting is coming to them for their hard work.
Yeah, I'm happy for them, too, and I'm incredibly proud of the women's soccer team, and I think they're incredibly talented. And look, if you continue to watch their games, they continue to win. They are very talented and very skillful. That's why I kind of think it takes away from the fact that I would have preferred them having multiple women soccer players on the cover, even if it wasn't just Alex Morgan, but I think it takes away from the fact by putting Lionel Messi on there. But I'm incredibly proud of their accomplishment.
From what I heard, they have two women on the cover. They have a Canadian soccer player, and they have Alex Morgan.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes it a little bit better, but I'm still, you know, upset that they took away from the women's soccer player by adding Lionel Messi. I think they should have just gave it to them this year and not add Lionel Messi, because he's been on the cover before. So, I mean, I understand she's incredibly proud, incredibly happy, you know, to share the cover with him. And, I mean, by all means, I'm glad that she said that. It shows how much she doesn't really care that what it perceives. She just cares about the fact that they're the first woman to be on the cover. So I'm happy for those comments, but I just think it takes away.
Yeah, well, we can argue about, you know, the battle of the sexes all day. But for those of you guys who actually want to play FIFA 16, you can actually do that on the soccer field and play with the U.S. female soccer team, which is cool, yay, against one of our favorites, Lionel Messi's team. You can put them head-to-head, battle of the sexes. Well, guys, that wraps up our soccer segment for today. Hope you guys liked it. But we'll be back pretty soon. We're about to go on the commercial break, guys. So see you guys in a little bit. Enjoy our commercial break.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana in 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at Armbrister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. We're returning from commercial break, so Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people, long time no see, but long time no hear. But we're back now, and it's going to be a crazy second half of this show, so I hope you guys are ready.
That's right. So the topic that we're getting into today, guys, is a little risque, a little frisque. We're going to be talking about television shows with the most nudity. Oh, yes, nudity. We all love it, don't we?
You know,
but yes, there are shows out there.
You know, when we were younger, there weren't that many shows where, you know, that was like nudity. I guess that's just a thing now in our, at this point in time, no matter where you go, TV, the movies, there's like, in like 80% of movies, there's nudity now, especially R-rated films. They have to show some type of nudity. So why not on TV as well? Because now we have shows where practically every episode, you're seeing more and more nudity.
That is completely true. No matter, like, don't you just agree that with nudity, the shows are a little bit better? Or is that just my opinion?
I think that's just you, because I know you remember shows like I Love Lucy, where Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, her husband, would sleep in separate beds on TV. They wouldn't even sleep in the same bed, and there was no, like, passionate type of moments in any of the episodes. But now it seems you can't go 5 minutes or a full episode without something like that happening.
Yeah, they just made it more realistic, you know what I'm saying? It's just going with the times. The times nowadays have got a little bit, how can I say, more adult themed, and kids are, kids are getting accustomed to more adult things at an earlier age, so it's just only natural that filming, which is supposed to be based on real life or portray real life, you know, will also show more frisky or risque things, you know?
I think, you know, we've had a sexual revolution in media, and it's just what we're accustomed to now. Like, we're so used to what we see on TV or what we see, like, in the media now. They've, little by little, they've been into us, like, an acceptance and a tolerance for both nudity and sexualization on TV and in media and in books or whatever, in all forms of media. So we see it all the time now, our ads and everything. Like, market products now, how do they do it, Jay? They sexualize everything. You'll see a girl eating a hamburger, like a tiny tube top or something, with like the sauce dripping down her her chest. Like, that's just how they sell products now. So you're just so used to seeing it all the time.
It's because sex sells and sex appeal sells. They probably get more sales, or figured out that they'll get more sales by selling their product with someone very good looking, because it's going to sell their product more. It's going to get more views, because a lot of people, I don't know why, like to think they associate that product with, I guess, sex appeal, thinking, oh, if I eat that or get that, you know, more than likely it's going to make me more attractive, or I can get someone as attractive as that, or, you know, along those lines. Or just because the person was good looking on the TV, they, it just makes them want it more. For some reason, our generation is like that, and the way we're growing up is, you know, sex sells, so if it's someone unattractive on TV, more than likely, it's not going to sell as well.
I agree. I think if you see an attractive woman on, like, an R-rated show or on these adult shows, they're more than, like, I think more than 50% likely to be naked at some point in the show. Now, for those of you who, I'm sure no matter what you watch, as long as you're above 18, you've seen some type of nudity either on TV or in movies. And we're going to just give our quick little list of some of the shows that have the most nudity on TV, which is crazy because you can't go, like, an episode without a sex scene or a nude scene at some point through this show. And I don't know, for me, the first one that comes to mind has to be Game of Thrones. I know we talk about it all the time, but come on, every episode, there's either another sex scene or someone's naked on the show. I mean,
which
it just
is why it's awesome.
Which is why it sells, probably.
Yeah.
But, Jay, do you have
well,
one
that,
in mind?
It's a good story.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
I was thinking Game of Thrones 2, which is the first one that popped into my head. But since you said that, now I'll go with something else. Let me think, because I know I've seen a lot of shows that out of nowhere just, you know, try to sell nudity. For example, it's a lot of the HBO channels as well, like Californication, which is another show. Or do you have a list of shows that have the most nudity that's been proven?
Exactly. I do have a short list that I devised over here. A lot, like you said, a lot of it is on Showtime and HBO, where you can get these shows greenlit just with the amount of nudity that's on them. I mean, you have shows like Shameless, which is on Showtime, that has crazy amount of sex scenes and nudity throughout the show. Obviously, Game of Thrones, which I already mentioned. You have True Blood, which is a fan favorite. That doesn't shy away from sex scenes either. But not only those, you have, and these are some popular shows. So imagine now, like, these are popular television shows with nudity in almost like every episode. Another example being Californication, which came out in 2007. That's another one that has nudity run throughout the entirety of the show. But guys,
yeah, well, Californication is pretty much about sex though, because the guy, I believe he's a book writer or something along those lines. And he just sleeps with every girl that he sees, pretty much.
Well, yes, he is a novelist, but he's a little bit of a ladies' man. He does sleep around quite a bit, but the show's a little bit about more than that. So if you guys want to look into it, that's fine. Now we also have Sex and the City, which isn't all just about nudity, but they do have quite a bit of sex scenes. I mean, it says Sex and the City is the title of the show, so. There is partial nudity in it. You might see a butt here and there or some cleavage. They do have some partial nudity in the show, and they do have a lot of sexual content. So I put that, I do consider that a show with a lot of sexuality and some partial nudity in it, which they show quite often. So that's why that one is on here. But we also have a show like Entourage, which I know you guys love. They just came out with a movie about it, which is kind of based off Mark Wahlberg's life. Not directly, but it's similar. And that show has a lot of nudity in and of itself. So that's just a few, guys. I know nudity sells a lot now, so it's hard to go anywhere on these adult shows and not see any. But we're just so used to it, it doesn't really faze as much or bother as much anymore. And these are popular television shows, so I guess it just goes to show us how much nudity and sexuality sells nowadays. And I don't know if it's going to get better or worse from here, but I do have to say I do like my television. And a lot of these shows on here I have seen and I do like. So obviously the nudity does not bother me, and I don't think it bothers my brother either.
No, it doesn't. I believe it adds to the story, especially through some of those shows. Some of those shows make it like extreme part to their show, so it really doesn't bother me. I can understand if it would bother people if it like had no context or no place in the story, like if it just happened out of nowhere.
Because then it would just be pornography.
Exactly, but these shows are actually very well written, and the sex scenes do serve a purpose to some extent, so I it doesn't bother me at all. I love all those shows, so it doesn't bother me. I believe that's the generation we live in as well. So I got
exactly.
Used to it a long time ago.
I don't know how our listeners feel about it. So if you guys want to tell us how you feel about it, if there's any shows that you like on this list, or if any shows you want to mention that I did not, feel free to tell us. We don't mind. Just tell us your opinion on the subject or any of the subjects we discussed today. But, guys, our show's about to wrap up. I know it's sad, but that's all we got for today. But don't be sad. We will be back tomorrow. So, you know, this from me and Jay. We just want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Cruise Control. But, Jay, take us out. What we got?
I just want to say thank you guys for listening to us. So another episode of Cruise Control will be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. So make sure you catch us for another great episode. Well, guys, we're out of here, and you guys have a good night. See ya. Now shut up and drive.